This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. French President Emmanuel Macron has warned British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Thursday that any revised Brexit pact cannot stray far from an accord already rejected by the British Parliament. A key sticking point has been the border between EU member Ireland and Northern Ireland, which is part of Britain. Known as the Irish backstop, Macron said it was indispensable to preserving stability and the unified market. Johnson said that Britain has to leave the EU whether or not there is a new deal.
It is vital for trust in politics that if you have a referendum, then you should act on the instructions of the voters. And that is why we must come out of the EU on October the 31st, deal or no deal.
EU members maintain that any deal must allow for passage across the Irish border for residents who live in the region without stopping for passport checks, as well as allowing for cross-border trade. The United States and the Afghan Taliban resumed peace talks in Qatar Thursday to try to conclude an agreement that would bring an end to the longest U.S. overseas military intervention. The ninth round of talks got underway in Doha amid expectations they would lead to the much-awaited peace agreement between the two adversaries. The talks came one day after clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan killed two American soldiers, bringing the number of U.S. military troops killed in the country this year to 14. Any deal, if reached, would require Washington to announce a timeline for withdrawing U.S.-led troops from the country. In return, the Taliban would make sure that Afghanistan would not be used for terrorist attacks against other countries. This is VOA News. Iran displayed what it described as a domestically built long-range mobile surface-to-air missile system on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Megan Revelle has details.
State TV released footage on Thursday showing President Hassan Rouhani at the unveiling ceremony for the Bavar 373 system. The announcement comes amid rising tension with the United States. Iran shot down a U.S. surveillance drone in the Gulf with a surface-to-air missile in June, saying it was over its territory. But the U.S. insists the drone was in international airspace. Iran has developed a large domestic arms industry in the face of international sanctions and embargoes. Western analysts say Iran often exaggerates its weapon capabilities, but there are still strong concerns about its long-range ballistic missile program.
Reuters correspondent Megan Revelle. A UN spokesperson said Thursday the organization is very concerned about the most recent forest fires in the Amazon. Speaking in New York, Stefan Dujarric said that all forests are essential for the health of the entire planet.
The international community recognizes this importance of the forest, not only the Amazon, but also the forests in the Congo Basin, in Indonesia. The health being of all these massive, massive forests is critical for the well-being of humanity.
His comments come after Brazil's official monitoring agency reported a sharp increase in wildfires this year. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro suggested that some NGOs could be setting the blazes in retaliation for losing state funds. Bolsonaro did not provide any evidence for his allegation, which escalated international concern over the vast rainforest that is a major absorber of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. President Trump is getting some support for his handling of the economy in a new poll, but his overall approval numbers remain weak. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The AP-NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll finds 62% of Americans disapprove, while 36% approve. The numbers have been remarkably consistent since he took office.
Can you believe it's almost 3 years now?
And his approval ratings have never gone below 32% or above 42% in the AP-NORC polls. By comparison, Barack Obama's Gallup poll approval never dipped below 40%. The new poll shows 46% approval for President Trump's handling of the economy, but at least 60% disapproval on issues like guns and immigration. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow and the S&P up, but the Nasdaq in negative territory just before the close. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.